with Theater Talk on WBFO. I'm Eileen Buckley.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
I'm sorry, I couldn't resist playing Carrie Underwood in The Sound of Music because I saw your Facebook post and you told everyone, okay, I'm giving my opinion once and for all on this.
And
everybody
please,
wanted to know what you thought of
right,
it.
Right, and please stop asking.
Right. Right.
But she sings beautifully. She does sing beautifully. It had 18.5 million viewers. It blew everything else in the time slot out of the water. And they're bringing it back for Christmas week because it had gone so well. And they've committed to another musical next season. So it couldn't be more successful in that regard. And though she sings beautifully, she was not praised for her acting. And it's kind of an impossible demand. One, she's not an actress. And two, the memory of Julie Andrews is so fully in everyone's mind that she suffered doubly. But I think it gave people a great deal of pleasure, don't you?
I do. I thought it was wonderful that they did a live broadcast. And I think if you saw it in the theater, you might be a little bit more forgiving for some of the bad acting.
Possibly. And I would love to see the production populated with so many great Broadway performers. Audra McDonald as Mother Abbess,
sure.
And Jessica Mulaski as a nun. It's just incredible. Kathleen Nolan. I think that also worked against Miss Underwood because,
right.
You know, there she is. And Laura Benanti is playing Elsa. It's like, oh, marry her. So that is what I thought. But I was trying to avoid giving any opinion, and I was just besieged with requests for one.
Well, now everybody heard it on the radio. So
okay.
I want to go into some of the holiday performances that are well underway. We've got Charles Dickens Presents A Christmas Carol.
That's Mike Randall up at the Cavanoke. He's done that for a few years, but it's really popular. 5 performances only from the 12th to the 15th.
He is so good at it, too. He really is.
And he's a great guy. Not for nothing. A great guy.
Absolutely. What's the 8 reindeer monologues?
Oh, this is hilarious. This is the monologues, each having a gripe with Santa Claus. This is Fearless Productions, whom I don't know, but they are doing it at American Repertory Theater, which performs there in Church of the Ascension on Linwood, where Linwood meets North. For those who would like a less saccharine view of Christmas, this is as cynical as it gets, and it's the reindeer monologues.
And do you have your Grinchy grin ready for How the Grinch Stole Christmas at Shea's?
Big musical. It's the TV thing done for the stage with fabulous costumes in for Christmas week. They do great at Shea's with these. Remember when they had the Rockettes come in and always a big Christmas show and something to take the family downtown to see. The Christmas offering, kind of Christmas offering that I did see in that it's a family show, is The Wizard of Oz, that Buffalo Public Theater new company with some familiar names, Kelly Bocock Natale and Lorraine O'Donnell. Are doing. Lorraine O'Donnell, once again, the Wicked Witch of the West. Years ago, she was the Wicked Witch when they did the holiday performance at Studio Arena. And it's like a big panto version of the movie. Do you know what I mean by panto?
Mm-hmm.
Those British holiday entertainments where they do a parody of a familiar story and they use popular songs, which is what they do. And Kelly is so inventive at figuring out handmade ways to make stage magic. She did it beautifully with Peter Pan before. She did the reindeer monologues years ago, but that's her thing. And she lavishes those touches upon this panto version of The Wizard of Oz being done at Theater Loft.
Yes, and I guess she even used some kind of white gloves to come down as snow.
Poppy hats, white gloves for the snow, Mylar balloons to whisk the wizard away. Really accessible to children and adults alike to be able to see this story told from nothing, which is, of course, the magic of the theater.
And we're going to even a smaller theater venue over at the Palace Theater in Lockport. What is The Wizard of Claus all about?
A puppet musical, but doesn't it sound like The Wizard of Oz, The Wizard of Claus, and among the region's best puppeteers. It is Adam Crittenger, but also I see Maria Droz in the company. I don't know the piece, but I know the talent, and that sounds promising.
It does. It sounds very interesting. Well, there is plenty to see this holiday season. So with Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Eileen Buckley.
And I'm Anthony Chase.